Blog Talk Radio.
I changed the world today in an extraordinary way. A million soldiers all around me look up at their fearless leader and they say, show us the way. I go to sleep amongst the clouds, resting my feet against the moon. I made this promise to an angel. I'm out conquering the stars. I'll be home soon. And sure enough, as the eagle flies, my faith is blind. I do believe in miracles every by side. I do believe.
God, grant me the words to speak his thoughts. Hello, hello, hello. Happy Super Bowl weekend. Sports Talk will be tomorrow. Today's show is devoted again to Okirike. Part two of the interview, if you all joined us last Saturday live, if you missed the show last Saturday, I hope you have listened to the archive show and the featured show. But today we're going to continue talking with Okirike, and he will continue sharing his story, his amazing story of his musical journey and life. And, wow, he has some big things coming up also, I see. So we'll find more out about what's going on with his current projects and his writing process and just whatever he wants to talk with us about. And also call 714-409-0614 if you would like to make a comment or ask him a question. And also the chat room is open. But first of all, I just want to say happy Super Bowl weekend and just, you know, just what's up? It's a fantastic, blessed weekend. It's been raining like crazy here in the capital city of Mississippi, Jackson, Mississippi. So trying to stay dry. So a shout out to all of my listeners and my online friends and real-life friends worldwide. Hello to my one of my fave Facebook friends, Perry Gorton, in England. Hello, my friend. And he's my purple friend. If you want to know anything and everything about Prince, Perry is the guy. Really. Okay. But I want to also remind you all of the Heartbreakers Ball with the Magic City Sirens that will be happening on February 25th at the historic Alamo Theater in the Ferris Street District area of downtown Jackson on Ferris Street at 333 North Ferris Street. There's another event happening that same night, a screening of a documentary called Black Love at the Planetarium, and I will share and provide more information also regarding that engagement in the near future. Hopefully we will talk with the producer, director, writer of that documentary also, okay? But we're going to go ahead and talk with Oki Rike because we have 15 more minutes, but the songs that you heard were at the beginning of the show, Round and Round, of course, by my longtime friend, fantastic singer-songwriter, Morris Mills. And Morris will be attending the Grammys, Grammy weekend. You know, the Grammys will broadcast on February 12th. So he's going to, talk with us. I'll probably schedule a special show on that Sunday. And so he's going to give us, the 411 of what's happening in Hollywood while he's there for the Grammys. He didn't win to perform the gig, but hey, he's going to the award ceremony and be going to the parties also. And I don't know, you know, he's not going to go there and not perform somewhere. But so shout out to Morris Mills, my longtime friend. But you heard Miracles by Oki Rike, and you also heard Daydreamer. So I'm sure he's going to elaborate more on the writing process of those two songs, and also on his current events and his other amazing songs. I just need to spend a show where I'm just playing his music, I guess, because his music is so inspirational. But I'm sure some of you are telling me to shut up and get him live on air, and I'm doing that right now. Good morning.
Hey, how you doing? How you doing?
I'm doing great. I'm excited again. Your music gets me so excited, and just talking with you gets me so excited. So I'm blessed. I'm doing good. And you're doing good, right?
Oh, yeah, definitely. Definitely. I'm doing great.
Good. We're talking to Oki Rike. And you all can follow him on Twitter at OK, right? At OKIRIKE. And YouTube, that's how he and I befriended each other on YouTube. So same thing for YouTube. And myself, Culture Shock Entertainment, but definitely. And also on Facebook. He has an amazing Facebook page. And I don't know if you want to go straight into what I've seen on Facebook. And you and I had talked a little bit about your plans for producing a new video, so I don't know if you want to start off talking about that or want to recap from what we talked about last week.
Oh, yeah, I definitely want to touch on that, the first single, the song I Am.
Uh-huh.
I went ahead, but the label gave us the green light to go ahead and do the video for that, so working on the treatment now and the date to be set soon. So we'll be shooting in Atlanta. So I'll be traveling to Atlanta, Georgia to shoot it.
Great. That sounds great. So do you need to do you have all your casting done, or do you need to call out to anybody that need to or want to show up for casting, or you have everything pretty much planned?
Oh, yeah. We're definitely gonna once we set the date and the location, then I'll be calling for somebody to come out, so be able to come out and be a part of it.
When you get all that information, I invite you back so you can inform the public on time and dates and casting calls and everything, okay?
Oh, yeah, definitely.
So that's good, right? That sounds great. Because I like how you're promoting that single also.
Thank you. Yeah, it's definitely a blessing.
Great. So what other good news do we have? Have we written any new songs since last Saturday? I'm sure we have.
I haven't done anything new since then. It's just been mostly promoting and just preparing for the different things that I have coming up.
Okay. Miracles is so mine. I love Daydreamer, but I love Miracles, and I love your other songs. But Miracles, obviously you experienced miracles. You want to talk about a couple of miracles that you've experienced, or what was the driving force behind the song Miracles?
Just my life in general, and not just my life, but, my father's life, just my family. Just the story of my family, how we were able to, overcome so much adversity and overcome, so much odds to be where we are today. And it's just like, it's just so unlikely. It's just such an unlikely story that, an orphan, in the middle of Africa, we'll be able to find a way to make it here, out of...
Exactly. We want to hear more about that journey. Because we look at that picture of young Okirike, and it's like, wow.
When I say that, I'm talking about my father, so... There's a line in the second verse of the song that says, there's a child who was alone.
Yeah.
But still he made it on his own.
Exactly.
And though the chances were one in a million, he passed hope unto his children. That was a reference to my father with that.
Yeah. Wow. And so
that was a reference to his story, just him, growing up, without either one of his parents, both of them passed when he was still a child. So we grew up in Norton, but he was just blessed because, of his education and just being such a bright and intelligent child, caught the attention of the elders who paved his education and made a way for him to be able to come to the United States. So, and continue his education here. And just him coming over here and being in school, continuing his education, working towards his PhD.
Exactly. What did he study? I know he was a musician also, your father and your grandfather, right?
Oh, yeah. My father and my grandfather were both musicians. My father, didn't really get to, pursue his dreams musically as I'm sure he would have liked being that he invested so much time in just, making a way for his family and providing for his family. So, You know, being that he came over here, when he came over here, he was, you know, studying for his PhD at the same time, you know, supporting a family, three at the time. It was me, my sister, my younger brother, my older sister, my younger brother, so going to school, you know, working, and providing for a family at the same time. So,
so you have two other siblings or three other siblings? How many siblings do you have?
Yeah, I have a total of four. I have two sisters and two brothers.
Okay. Wow. And everyone lives where is everyone? Where are everyone's in Georgia, or do you want to stay?
No, my youngest brother is actually in school in Nigeria.
Oh, okay. I hope he's listening. Hello, younger brother. Did you tell him to listen?
Well, the youngest brother. Both of us. I'm the oldest boy, so I have two younger brothers. But the youngest one is in Nigeria.
Okay, I hope he's listening. I have a lot of listeners in Nigeria.
Oh, that's great. That's great. That's great. And I have my other brother and my older sister. Well, the rest of us, I might as well say, are here in Savannah.
Uh huh. Wow, and baby brothers in Nigeria.
Yeah.
Wow, and are they artists? Are they artists and musicians also?
I mean, we're all artists. We're all very you know, artistically talented family. I'm the one I press more towards music. But, you know, I draw, I paint, I write, you know, poetry, you know, everything. Just so, you know, different ones of us lean more towards different things. You know, my sister, she's a great writer. My brother, even more so. So, and my sister, she's more into designing. Like designing, she's more painting and designing clothes. And my brother, he's more into writing and, you know, doing drawing as well. But yeah, more into writing and drawing as well. And yeah, I'm more into the music.
Wow. And I know
all of us have a talent for all of them, but, you know, we just have different. Things that
it sounds like all of you are proud of each other too. And one thing about it sounds like sounds like academics are very important to all of you. That's something your father instilled in all of you, right?
Oh yeah, he definitely did that.
Because that's one thing that I know the first time you and I talked on via the telephone. That's one thing that you put emphasis on your music, the importance of educating people.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Educating and sharing your love for God was more important than just, okay, let me make this money.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, definitely. Definitely. I make music to inspire, and I make music to try to help people. To try to help people, you know, with things they may be struggling with. So, yeah, there's definitely.
Excuse me, but my choir of pooches barking in the background. Okay.
Yeah,
it's not bothering
definitely
you.
Educational in that sense. Oh no, I didn't even hear it.
Okay, great.
Barely,
okay.
Yeah.
Okay, and then what were you saying?
Oh yeah, I was just concurring with what you were saying about, you know, the educating people.
Mm-hmm.
You know, through music.
Because there is something, there are a lot of artists that think like you think, but you very seldom hear people verbalize that, well, you allow God to work through you and to educate people and to just, you know, share your life experience and to share your experience with God. And I love the way you just let go and let God do his thing with you. You know, it's just
yeah, it's yeah, yeah. It's that's
rare
that's
to hear
difficult.
People, it's rare to hear people say that publicly. You know, when you know some artists, you know, are real spiritual and real in believing God and don't deny their love for God and Jesus Christ. But very seldom you hear artists come out and talk about that.
Yeah, well.
But you do.
Yeah, I definitely give God the glory for that. I definitely give God the glory for that. I didn't choose him. He chose me, so, you know.
Exactly.
So I can't really take credit for any of that. You know, I was doing my own thing, and you know, he changed my life and had a great impact on my life, and you know, to the point where I just want to share.
And you're doing a great job sharing too. You definitely are.
Thank you.
You're welcome. You definitely are. I can't wait to see your video. I can't wait till you're doing the pre-production or you're doing your treatments and so on. So how much longer do you think the production will begin? A month or 3 weeks?
Yeah, 3 weeks or a month.
Okay.
Yeah, 3 weeks or a month. So once the treatment gets finalized, then we'll be able to set the date.
Just in time for spring, late spring or mid spring, sounds like.
Oh, yeah.
It'd be good. We have 90 seconds left of live streaming, but if you want to stick around like we did last Saturday, you know, we can.
Hey, that's no problem. No problem at all.
I'm sure you have more to share. Okay. Well, we're going to the audience will stop live streaming in about a minute. If you're not going to stick with us, you can listen on iTunes, and also you can listen to the show at the profile page, Culture Shock Inc. -Beth, or just a space, Culturesockent -Beth, BTH. And also the chat room is open. So join the chat room if you want to relay a question or anything. Please do. But Okirike will return to inform us on the process of the video and to let everyone know the location and time and dates and so on. But the show will continue, but the live streaming will discontinue in about 20 seconds. So what's up? We're just going to have a fun Super Bowl weekend. And a special show will air tomorrow at noon. Nick and I will be talking about everything Super Bowl. So thank you so much. Okay. Okay. Now what else?
What do you want to know about? What do you want to talk about?
Yeah, because I know you just flow, and I know that you allow God to allow me to guide your words. So I don't. Doing my best to like blabber out because you really do teach, and whatever you need to say, you know, just you know say it because you know I do have a lot of questions. And if some of you missed the show last Saturday, he's the original member of the group Sav Boys. Have you talked to one or two of them since last Saturday? Did they listen to the show? Because I know you told me you do keep in touch with one of the members.
Yeah, yeah, I still keep in touch here and there with one of them. You know, we just had different areas in our life and different, you know, stages in our journey. So, you know, we communicate sometimes, but not that often.
Oh, okay. Because when he was with the Sav Boys, he was known as PMI. Okirike, right?
No, just PMI by itself.
The PMI by itself, that's why you were okay. And I know what it means. You told me what it means. Pain's my inspiration?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
Yeah, that was it. Yeah, that was it.
So he was PMI, because a lot of you might, you know, some people might hear your new material that was like real devoted fans back in the day when you were the Sav Boys. And everybody said, I think that sounds like Okirike. I mean, PMI. So I wasn't sure.
Yeah.
So, you know, that happens to me sometimes.
Well, most people who hear the new music, they kind of like, wow, that's, you know, completely different, you know, but, you know, completely different from, you know, what I was doing before. So, you know, it's a completely different sound, and, you know, people really don't get them mixed up in the fact. If I didn't tell them it was me, then, you know, they probably wouldn't believe it, so.
Yeah, because I loved it last week when you shared the first rap song that you had penned at the young age of, what, 13?
Yeah, I was 13.
Yeah. But when did you start writing poetry, though? I bet you started writing poetry earlier than that.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I was in the poetry before, or at least at the same time, you know, when I started rapping. So poetry has been a love of mine. In fact, in some senses, it led into the you know, all the kinds of music. So poetry, I've always been a part of poetry.
Wow. Well, earlier in the show, you mentioned your IMG Recordings. Can you tell us more about IMG Recordings and Mr. Rick Robinson? Sounds like a pretty neat family.
Oh yeah, that's my home. That's the label that I'm signed to, IMG Recording. They're distributed by, you know, Universal.
Mm-hmm.
So it was definitely a blessing to be part of that situation. Rick Robinson, he owns it, and he's definitely a great man of God who really believed in my message and believed in my music and, you know, gave me a chance when he didn't have to. So it's definitely appreciated. And, you know, there's a lot of great things planned for this year, man. It's definitely going to be an amazing year.
And what did you tell me that you told him when you signed with IMG Recording?
Oh, yeah, we got the understanding that that the music I do is ministry, so that's my focus. You know, my focus is not about the money, it's about getting the message out there, you know, and the money will come as long as we keep what's first, and, you know, and God's first. So. And he agreed with that. He had no problem with that. So
you have creative freedom.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Because all artists don't have creative freedom. Even with independent labels, it seems kind of odd, you know? So that is cool. You were like, well, I got to put this out on the table right now.
And like I said, he's a great man of God, so he didn't have a problem with that at all. So,
uh-huh.
No, we're definitely on the same page, and that's one of the good things about me and my situation, just being in a situation where you're on the same page with your label. You know, a lot of artists struggle with that.
Exactly. Yeah, I was checking out the page, and it seemed like it's an awesome record label.
Oh yeah, definitely. I'm part of the song.
How long have you been signed with IMG Recordings?
Oh, not that long. It's just recently, about a year.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's been about a year.
Good. Just asking questions that people want to know. And then it just sounds good. It's good to hear good stories. Not like, I can't do this and I can't do that, but it sounds like things are really happening.
Oh, yeah, and I definitely give God all the glory for that because, you know, I've been doing it for a long time, man.
So I Am is the next single. So I Am is the single you're focusing on right now. Do you know what the next single would be after I Am?
I don't know. I really don't know. Daydreamer seems to be getting a whole lot of momentum, so that might be the next one.
Yeah, exactly. That's why I asked, because Because, you know, we all have all of your supporters. We have our favorites. But
yeah,
there's a process and there are certain singles that artists like to push. And that's why I like to ask
and
artists.
Has
what,
their favorite, so
exactly.
Like
and I like to ask artists. And when artists tell me, well, circulate the songs to certain DJs or certain people, and well, I'm like, well, what? Because we have our favorites, but what singles are you focusing on pushing? You know? And, you know, some people might not realize that you have your lead singles and so on that you need to push, even though we have our favorites.
You know, it's kind of a testing process, testing the market and going with, you know, what's getting the best response. But eventually, I want all my songs to be singles. I want to
put visuals behind all my music.
Yeah,
because all the songs that I have heard are hot. But, I guess, because what you're saying is one market, Daydreamer, might be hot. Another market, I Am. Another market, excuse me. Hustlers Him.
Yeah, and all those songs tell a story. So, I really want to get to the point where I'm going to, you know, put all of them out. I have a video and some kind of behind every single song because each one tells a story. So. And since I'm doing music that I love to do and it's about the love, none of the songs are above the others, you know. I love all of them. I definitely want to put all of them out.
Oh, love all your babies. Well, I'm calling them babies. I'm sure you don't call them babies.
I'm doing the commercial music where you do one good song, then you have a whole bunch of songs that are just fillers to fill up the album and things like that. You know, it's not that kind of process.
Yeah, but back to the way artists. Go ahead. You put what?
I definitely put everything in every song. So.
Yeah, back to the way artists used to do, and back to the way where old school artists prefer to do things. And when you can drop one album a year or drop five a year.
I believe it's important to, you know, I'm trying to remember how they say it with the terminology they use when they talk about, quality over quantity, that's it.
Exactly, yeah.
Yeah, quality over quantity, yeah.
Exactly. Yeah, that quality wins every time.
You do it right, it'll last.
Yeah, quality wins every time.
Yeah, so, there's a lot of saturation in the market these days because, you know, the quality has dropped, so the quantity is going up, you know. But you know, the real good artists, their songs are classic. They last. They don't have to put out as much music. Yeah, not that there's anything wrong with putting out a lot of music. You know, sometimes people just get in that zone where the music just comes to them like that, nonstop. So.
Wow. What about your live performances? I can't wait to see you perform live. I've seen, you know, video of you performing and entering venues and so on. So do you have I'm sure you have a plan for like spring or summer performances or mini tour or whatever.
Oh, yeah,
do you have any information regarding your live performances?
Yeah, we got a tour that we're setting up now for late spring, early summer.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, we have a tour that we're setting up now for me for late spring, early summer. Called the Blessed Food Tour that IMG will be setting up. And
great.
And Yeah, yeah.
You know
and
what?
I'll be doing different shows. In fact, I got to go ahead.
Oh, do you know what areas, or do you know it's going to be in, like, just the southern region or all over America, or do you have any idea where?
Oh, for the tour, just different majors. So it'll be nationwide.
Okay, cool. That sounds good. So that's something that a lot of us want to know. Would you be performing any time before the tour, like maybe just some isolated dates?
Yeah, I got one later this month. I believe it's on the 18th. I'll be in Atlanta. Once I get all the details, I'll probably like post it on Facebook and, you know, promote it online. But I know for a fact it's on the 18th, and I know it's in Atlanta.
Okay.
That's a Saturday.
Okay. So everyone, all my listeners and all my friends and all of Okereke fans and those of you that want to see him perform live, he definitely will be performing in ATL on the 18th of this month, right? So definitely friend him and like it. You have a fan page too, right? Like his fan page, and please, his YouTube channel is awesome. You must subscribe to his YouTube channel and follow him on Twitter. He's active on Twitter, and I know this because he and I we be communicating on Twitter. And you kind of surprise me when you pop up certain places. Like, So be sure to I'll keep you all informed, and he's going to stay in touch because you're welcome anytime, because that's what it's all about, to expose and promote and inform the public about what's going on.
I'll definitely thank you, sir.
You're welcome. I believe in you, and I love your music. You won't believe this, but we have 30 seconds left. So is there anything else you would like to share, or words of wisdom you would like to share with the listening audience?
Yeah, I just want to say thank you to everyone who's been supporting the music, who's been listening to the music, supporting it, sharing it, and ask that you continue to do so. And definitely, it's definitely a blessing, you know, to be making the kind of music that's touching people's hearts. And it's definitely encouraging when people tell me their story, you know, about how the music has, you know, impacted.